Serving does not threaten your authority. Serving does not threaten your authority. Jesus Christ, after washing his disciples' feet, didn't have to get up and be like, now I'm the boss, right? I'm still the boss. And look, it's not even hard to picture. Imagine at your job, your boss comes in and he sees a task that you're doing and you're not doing it very good, and he takes over and starts doing your job for you. Are you thinking like, now I'm the boss? I must be the manager because he's doing my job. No, you're thinking you might get fired. You're thinking like, uh-oh. You're thinking like, am I not doing things satisfactory? Or at least if he just says, hey, I just want to help out. Then you feel closer to the person. So imagine your wife, if you come in and step in and help out, she's not thinking like, well, now I'm in charge. That's silly. She knows who's in charge. If you're in charge, you don't have to tell people. You don't have to tell people things that are true, that are obviously true. If you're in charge, you don't have to go around telling everybody you're in charge. Hey, if you're a man, you don't have to go around telling everybody you're a man. Right? If you have to tell somebody you're a man, it's because it's questionable. Right. You're like, sir, man, it's a sir. You're like, okay. You know, I don't have to wonder about things that are evident. Right? You know, if it's something that's evident, I just want to let you know I really love you. Why do you have to keep telling me that? Because it's not evident through their actions. When it's evident through your actions, you don't have to go around and tell everybody about it. I'm the one in charge. I'm the one that's doing these things. I'm the person. You know, that shows a level of insecurity. Sometimes you do have to point out certain facts because people get too far out of the boundary. But at the end of the day, if you're over exerting your authority, if you're over talk, I mean, if my wife disagrees with me, I don't have to be like, I'm in charge. I'm the one that makes the rules here. Call me Lord now, you know. You know, it's okay for her to disagree every once in a while. I've been around people, and it's like their wife is just not like in 1,000% submission, and they're like, no, I'm the one in charge, right? Remember, I'm the one that's leading. And I'm just thinking like, no, you're not. You have to tell her that. And if you're so threatened for her just disagreeing with you on something, it's bizarre, my friend. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Look at verse number 9. Now, I want to balance this. I want to give you a good picture here. But look at verse number 9. The Bible says, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. When it comes to biblical roles, the wife's job is to serve her husband. She is his helpmeet. It couldn't be further, or it couldn't be clearer in the Bible. In fact, she's not even created for the man. But think about it this way, okay? Jesus Christ does not exist for me. I exist for Jesus Christ. I'm here to serve him, and I'm to worship him and to praise him. But you know what? That does not mean that Jesus Christ can't serve me, because he does. And he did. So just because my wife's job is to serve me 100% does not mean I can't serve her back. Does not mean I can't return the favor and do good unto her as well. Now, I want to lead so that my wife can follow. But here's the thing. My decisions should not just be in concern for me. Sometimes I make decisions in concern for her.